Hey, it's Garrett Toffler. You're listening to Drive Time Sports with
Jordan Buscarini.
We're back on Drive 10 Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. We're going to stick with the local sports front for this segment. Want to talk about an event that's coming up in June. Now, it's 6 months away, but it's a pretty cool event, and there's a lot that goes into it. We're going to bring in a first-time guest on the show today, Scott Merrill, who handles the Lunatic Triathlon, which, again, will be taking place in June and, again, in August, too, coming up this specific year. Scott, it's a pleasure to get you in today. Thank you.
Thank you, Jordan. I'm happy to be here.
It's a pleasure, that's for sure. Hey, the Lunatic Triathlon, it's going to become a tradition here in the local area. You guys have now worked on this going on 9 years.
That's right. This year, 2018, will be our ninth Lunatic Triathlon, and we're happy that all the locals here have embraced it and keep coming out, and we're thankful that people will come down from other parts of the state to participate in it too.
And it's December. We're 6 months away from the ninth, but I'm sure this is something that takes you a year to put together. I mean, it's a year-round process, I would assume.
You know, it is, but because the course is going to remain mostly the same this year, there's not a ton of extra work to do. It's, you know, planning out shirts and medals and things like that, but we do have the date set and just wanted to get the word out to people. And like I said, they're dates. So in addition to our normal June event that we always hold in Price, this year we're looking at planning a helper Lunatic Triathlon for August.
We'll talk about that in just a moment. I do want to talk about the Lunatic Triathlon in general, for those who are maybe unaware of it. Now, I've heard of the Lunatic Triathlon before. I mean, obviously, when you talk triathlon, it's a swim, bike, and run. I mean, that's a traditional triathlon, and that's what you guys bring here with the Lunatic.
Absolutely. The only difference there is because we were already calling ourselves the Lunatic, we figured, let's go ahead and throw up the order of the events. So instead of swimming, biking, and running like a normal one, we'll run, bike, and then swim at the very end. Plus, it helps make it so we can use the wave pool even more efficiently.
It's fantastic. Now, again, 9 years, going on 9 years, but you guys have also added some other events in this. So you and I were talking off of the cuff. You had mentioned businesses, relays, you know, if you only want to do the run, if you only want to do the bike, if you only want to do the swim. I mean, the kids triathlon as well. You guys have really branched this event off and made it really something for everyone. And it's not all about winning. I mean, it's about going out and having a good time.
Absolutely. And because we've put this on so many years now, we've got 8 years worth of race results to where a person that competes in it every year, they're really competing against their previous year. We have all that information. Just for example, the Terry family here in Price, they've been there every year but one. They've only missed 1 year of the Lunatic Triathlon. And Dr. Terry, the chiropractor, he could take a look back and he could see his race times every year for seven of the last 8 years and just compete against himself, not compete against anyone else, just know how he's doing and look to see what he's done. And I think that's awesome because you're not there to win it. You're there to have a good time, a fun night, and just to compare it to yourself.
And I was really interested in the relays that you brought up. I mean, this is a pretty fun little quirk that goes along with the Lunatic Triathlon as well that maybe not a lot of people are aware of. Explain this to me.
Well, with the relay, we've set it up to where you can either do a two-person or a three-person relay team. We realize not everyone out there is going to want to swim, or they're not going to want to do all three events. So in the case of a three-person relay team, let's say you get together and you have a business and you've got employees that are interested in those type of activities. We have business owners that come together and say, look, my business is going to sponsor a relay team and you, Jill, you get to swim, and you, Larry, you get to bike, and you, Sam, you get to run. And so they get together and they'll, you know, train together over the summertime or just show up there that night, and one person does each event. And then when they get to our transition area, they basically tag the other member of their team who then takes off and completes the next leg. All of the individuals on the team still get a finisher medal. They still get a race shirt. They still get glow sticks to wear and put on them as they compete in the event, and really just have a fun night cheering each other on. Last year, we offered it to the school district to let each one of the schools have a team that they put together. And so school teachers came together and competed as a team, and then we had a donation box there that people could donate school supplies, and the team that donated, then for each item donated, we took a second off their overall time. So last year, Castle Heights Elementary won. They had the fastest finish time as well as, you know, the donations in their box.
pretty neat. Annually, how many people participate in this event?
We get about 200 adults that come out each year to participate in our adult events. Then we've got a kids event that at most we've had about 100. Some years it's only 50. So 50 to 100 kids that compete in their own kids triathlon, and then 200 adults in the adult events.
And what are the age groups on the kids triathlon?
You know, we've set it at 6 to 11 years old, but we have had some 13-year-olds we've let compete with that age. And one year we even had a little 4-year-old girl with training wheels on her bicycle that did the triathlon with all the other 6, 7. It was really cool. And the mother was really worried, so she followed the little girl behind. And right at the edge of Washington Park where it was going uphill, a gust of wind hit this little girl and started to push her backwards. And she was just distraught, thinking that she wasn't going to be able to finish. And we helped push her along, and she finished. And yeah, that poor little 4-year-old girl loved it because she did this race with all the big kids. And
that's awesome.
And the kids, if they need life jackets, masks, anything like that for the swim, we let them. Anything to make the kids more comfortable in the swim, we just let them do.
Again, we're being joined right now by Scott Merrill as we talk about the Lunatic Triathlon. Now, you did mention that you guys are trying to lock down a date in Helper. Now, this would be in August. So for those who have so much fun in June, you could try the Lunatic Triathlon once again, except this time you're going to get a different venue in Helper.
Right. So we've talked to Helper quite a bit because we don't want to step on any toes there, get in the way of the events that they do already. They're amazing with what they're planning with First Fridays and, you know, with their summertime events. And we didn't want to get in the way of the Helper Arts Festival as well. So it looks like next year they're going to work with us a little bit and have the Helper Arts Festival August 17th, 18th, right there in the middle of the month, leaving us August 24th. Which would be a Friday night with a full moon, because that's one thing we always try to plan.
Got to have a full moon, right?
It's a full moon,
yeah.
Right. It makes it much more fun, and that's kind of what we're named with, too. And so we're looking at August 24th, probably starting at 9 p.m. at that time, and trying to incorporate a normal run, bike, swim that we always do in Price. But the other thing we're working on and trying to get everything lined out for is our extreme course that we call the Lunaticus Maximus, to substitute the swim portion of that with a kayak course down the river. For those people that don't know, Helper's done some amazing work on the river the past couple of years to make it more kayak and float friendly. And so right now they've got about a mile section that we think we could use as a kayak course that would have enough water in August for us to start with a run, kayak, some more run, and then an off-road bike on some of the dirt roads that go through the old, across the old rail lines and past old loadouts and back on through, and really make a really unique course that we're hoping a lot of people will want to try.
Fantastic. Sounds like you guys have put a lot of work into it. And again, you've been doing it for going on 9 years, so it's obviously a passion.
Yes, I really enjoy it. And on the odd year that I can get it organized well enough, I can actually step in and participate that night. It's the highlight of the year. I really enjoy doing it, and even the years I can't participate, I have a lot of fun just getting to sit there and watch everyone else participate, have fun, and the people that just keep coming back every year.
I know we don't want to get into too many specifics, but you are attempting to grow this as well and get the college involved and get Price City involved. Well, I know there's a lot of things that you probably don't want to mention at this particular time, but the idea is to grow it and make it a huge event.
Right. I'd like to see it as far as, instead of just an event that only people with an interest in the triathlon come out to, an interest that anyone in the community could come out and look at, or any sort of fitness or healthy lifestyle, or anyone that's looking for a goal for their New Year's resolution. I mean, January comes along, we probably all have goals to lose weight, get healthier, but how long does that last past February or March?
If that.
if I've got an event that I'm looking forward to that's in June or now in August, maybe it helps me on my goals a little bit further because I've still got that goal in mind. So what we've done is we've reached out to a couple of other organizations, schools, groups, to see if they have any interest in putting on events that night as well. Morgan and Chelsea down at the USU Eastern talked to about possibly a 3-on-3 basketball tournament that night. And they're looking in to see how that would fit for them and the college and what it would take to do. Talked to Peter Riggs at the high school about a tennis tournament. So different things like that, that if we can get a lot of different events for a lot of different tastes you know, out there so that people can just come down to Washington Park that night. I think it could be a lot of fun. Just get the whole town out and hang out for the night, watch, participate, support, cheer on, and I think everyone would have a good time.
No, I agree. I agree. I think it's a great thing. Scott, before I let you go, if anyone needs more information or maybe they want to help get involved or maybe they have some ideas, what's the best route to go getting a hold of you?
Well, we do have a website, www.lunatictriathlon.com. It'll have all my contact information on there. It'll have information about the race. Of course, people can go to Facebook, search Lunatic Triathlon, come across all the same information and my contact info, or the service we use to register online, it's active.com. You can search Lunatic Triathlon and it'll bring up all the information and let you register for it online with a credit or debit card and just take care of it all right there. So those would probably be the easiest way for people to find the information without people trying to write it all down right now.
Hey, Scott, I appreciate you taking out the time to stop by. I know we'll be talking again here relatively soon as we get a little bit closer to that June 29th date, but it was great to talk with you and great to get some information on your event. Thank you.
Thanks, Jordan. Thanks for having me.
Again, that's Scott Merrill talking about the Lunatic Triathlon. Again, get involved. That's a very cool event, even for businesses here locally. They got a lot of different categories, something for everyone there. We're going to break for just a moment. When we return, we are going to talk NFL football. Crucial weekend coming up as we get down to the final 2 weeks. We know the Green Bay Packers have been eliminated from the playoffs. Aaron Rodgers, his season is now over, as he is officially on the injured reserve. We'll talk about that and more when we return here on this Wednesday edition of Drive Time Sports.